rally against antisocial behaviour on Belfast Albert Street, and that's where the event was taking place. I want to speak to Jerry McConville, who is from the community council there on the Falls. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jerry, you felt that you had to have a rally because there seems to be so much anger in the community, so many victims in the community, and also a considerable amount of assistance needed in that area.
That's right, Frank. Well, the rally actually was organised by the Residents Association down there, the Falls Residents Association, and we assisted them with it. But the purpose behind the rally was that people are very, very frustrated because there is a high level of crime in the area, and it's being committed by a very small number of people, because the majority of people in that area are very, very decent, law-abiding people. But they're very frustrated that they see this small amount getting our area a bad name and, you know, actually terrorising the local people. So it was a way of venting their anger, a way of venting their frustration, and a way of showing solidarity with each other. Because there was a large number of people there last night, and you know the feeling among them was just that they've had enough and they need to do something.
How vicious is this small group that are breaking into people's homes, that are terrorising the community? Well, their behaviour pattern seems to be like from hell and beyond. No one would want to be living next nor near those individuals. So how vicious are they, and how many of them are there?
Well, there's a very, very small amount of them, and, you know, they're serial offenders, they're repeat offenders. And, you know, so the issue is very, very complex, because we have some good working on in the area from local community groups and from some statutory organisations as well. But there's a frustration there that this small, very, very tiny amount of people are getting this good area a very, very bad name.
Because it is a good area. It's the sort of area that should be absolutely flourishing. It's the beautiful backdrop of the cathedral. You're only a short dander away from a vibrant city centre. There's been development in housing there over the last number of years that improved it on, I suppose, the status that it previously had, where all the flats were. You would expect that the people there would be more than annoyed that a small minority is really holding the place to ransom.
Well, they are, and that was the reason the rally was held last night, was to allow that vast majority to vent their frustration and to be seen, to be standing in solidarity with each other. Because, as you say, Devis is a great area. It has a very vibrant local people, very vibrant community, very vibrant community sector, sporting sector. And the area is awash with tourists as well. And, you know, we've seen publicly there the attacks, some of the attacks on tourists. And local people are inviting those tourists into the area. They're welcoming those tourists into the area. And this small amount of people are tarnishing their good name. So, you know, local people are very, very angry that they're getting a bad name for this so few people.
It is sad, because it was a Sunday afternoon mass in the cathedral about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And I was dropping some friends off at it, and I was actually outside the door of the cathedral, and I turned round and there were two police jeeps, and they had just rolled into the area. And I stopped to turn down the window, and I said to the female officer driving the jeep, and I said to her, you know, is there something happening? And she says, oh no, not at all, we've just come down to look after the cars. You know, and it was very sad, I thought, that two police jeeps had to roll into the cathedral car park, basically, to look after the cars of those who were worshipping that afternoon.
Yeah, well, people have reported break-ins to cars and break-ins to cars outside the different community centres. So, you know, that is an unfortunate thing. But again, and one of the things, Frank, I would like to do is to appeal to our families in the area who are struggling. And we accept that should those families be seeking assistance, then we're more than happy to try and assist them.
Is that a message? Is that a message to the parents or the brothers of those who are carrying out the acts of wanton destruction?
To the parents and to the families in general, and also to the young people themselves involved. If they want to break out of this cycle, there will be help for them. But the one message that the local people want to get over to them is, you'll not be allowed to continue to terrorise this community.
But is part of that a threat?
No, absolutely not. And that's the other thing that people were very, very clear about last night, that what they want is they want to see good policing, they want the judiciary to step up to the mark, and they want this dealt with in the proper way. They don't want any vigilantism. They see that as being detrimental, and they see it as not working anyway. So there's absolutely no threat in this, and need to make that very, very clear.
But there are some people, Jerry, that may be how you feel about it and how those who attended your rally last night feel, but there are some people who absolutely believe if they got a proper hiding, they would stop terrorising their elderly neighbours.
Well, I would ask those people to show us the evidence that that works, because we have people traditionally being punished 2 and 3 times. So if it works, why are they continuing? Why are they going back to crime? So punishments like that don't work. They may seem to be an act of revenge, and maybe out of frustration, and I can understand all that, but they don't work. So there is no evidence that says that shooting a young person or beating a young person will have them desisting from that activity. But the one thing I would say is that I think the judiciary needs to take more stock, because while, again, our community advocates a human rights approach to crime, our community has human rights as well. The residents of Albert Street, the residents of the Lower Falls, we all have human rights. So the judiciary needs to respect our human rights as well and deal efficiently with repeat offenders.
That picture that was out and about last week of the guy on the bicycle robbing or attempting to rob a French tourist, that reflects very poorly on the mural area.
Yeah, and it does. But also I would point out that as soon as that was seen, local people came to the assistance of that gentleman. So again, it shows that the majority of people there aren't afraid to stand up to these those who are terrorising the area.
And it went on local Facebook sites to help catch the guy.
Yeah, it did. And again, I'm not sure why, but there has been nobody arrested for that. Now, you know, that person's face was clearly seen. So we would need to ask, why has there been no arrest for that?
So are the police failing you in that area of West Belfast?
Well, we are working with the police. We're working with the housing executive, with Belfast City Council, to tackle the problem. But I think everybody needs to step up the mark here. Everyone, and last night was very interesting in that all the local political parties came together and agreed on that statement that was read out. So, you know, I think we've got a fair win for this, but everyone needs to step up their mark, including the police, the judiciary, and all the statutory agencies as well.
Would you have an idea of how many families are breeding these people who bring angst to the community? Would it be 2 families, 5 families, 20 families?
Well, it's hard to put a number on it, but it's a very, very small amount. And again, we know that some families are struggling. You know, that area is an area of high deprivation, and I'm not making that an excuse, because we all live, I live in West Belfast as well, so it's not an excuse, but it is a reason, you know, and that area is one of the highest in terms of deprivation. But
are some people, yeah, but you know, there are other people, as you said there, living in areas of deprivation that would never harm a fly. Are some people not just bad? They're just bad.
Well, I don't know, and there are different theories in that. But all I would say is that we have a very caring community. We care for each other. And I would appeal to those families whose sons or brothers or sisters are involved in any of this criminal activity to come forward and seek help, and we will do our best to help them.
How would you help? Some of these people will be on drugs, they'll be you know, absolutely carefree in relation to wrecking other people's property, stealing cars, threatening the elderly, stealing computers. They couldn't care less. So how would you help?
Well, there are a range of services available that we can help through drug support programs, through ourselves and Falls Community Council, where we provide them. We're family support services. We have a lot of different interventions. But you're right, at the end of the day, the young person needs to take responsibility for their own actions. And if they feel to desist from crime, well, then the courts need to deal with that, and they need to deal with it in the context of the level of crime in that area.
And ultimately, they need to go to jail.
Yeah, that's right. For those who are repeat offenders, for those who are determined not to change, for those who are determined and who, as you describe, who don't care about the local people, well, then they need to face the penalty, and the penalty is through the courts.
And what do you say to, and it's the wrong term, but it's on the tip of my tongue, and it's often used on the radio from those who phone in, and I'm sure there's a much better term for the person I'm going to describe as the Liberal do-gooder who believes that, you know, working with them and keeping them out of jail and giving them, you know, more ice cream on a Sunday will make them better people, whereas they're just laughing in the faces of authority. What do you say to those... I don't know how best to describe them. I'm sure they're well-meaning people, but they've no understanding of what it's like to be terrorised in a community. What do you say to those who believe that sending them to jail is the wrong thing?
Well, you know, I'm not a great advocate of, to be honest, of sending people to jail also, but there needs to be a deterrent. That's what we need. And while we can work with people who want to change, for those who are hell-bent and for those who are determined to rack the community, to inflict fear and damage within the community, they need to know that there is a sanction on that. And prison is, and I say I'm not a great advocate of the prison and the penal system, but people in the area need defended. And at the minute, that's the only defence mechanism to have.
Gerry, it's a pleasure having you on. Thanks for speaking to us. I just love if that area could eradicate itself of the cancer that's ruining it for the really good people of West Belfast. But thanks for speaking to us, Gerry.
Okay, Frank, thank you. And we honestly believe that we can turn that area around.
Yeah, there's no reason why not. Absolutely, absolutely. Gerry, thank you, thank you.
Okay, Frank, thank you.
Thank you. I think if enough people do row in and give support, that area can become just a lovely suburb of the city centre, or a lovely entrance, gateway to the city centre is probably the best way to describe it. And that's Gerry McConville there from the Falls Community Council. The people are sick of it, absolutely sick of it. And wouldn't you be if you had those hoods living next or near you?
No hidden fees, just great service. Because everyone, no matter who you are or what you do, is entitled to a happy, healthy smile. At Oasis, it's our mission to make sure you have one. Visit oasisdentalcare.co.uk and book your NHS appointment now. NHS treatment and charges subject to patient status and treatment requirements. NHS spaces limited by practice. Participating practices only. Please contact your local practice for further information.
If your garden gate opens onto this, it's time you opened a gate from Hillside Nursery's Newton Abbey to the tranquility of an oriental garden, or the serenity only experienced in a water garden, or a beautiful flower garden bursting with shrubbery, plants and flowers. Or enjoy those endless summer days with the kids in a garden ablaze with lush green lawns. So whatever garden you desire, bring the seed to Hillside Nursery and make it grow. Step into Hillside and step into your garden at Hillside Nursery Centre, Dirk Road, Newton Abbey.
Tourists, visitors and locals, call into Belfast City Hall and journey from past to present at our brand new permanent visitor exhibition. Discover the heart and history of Belfast City, its growth and governance at work and at play, its speech, its streets, commemorations and celebrations. It's a must-see for everyone. And why not add a guided tour of Belfast City Hall itself? A truly unique place. Visit belfastcity.gov.uk/cityhall or call 90 270 456.
Tired of sitting on the same old suite? Don't throw it out. Trade it in against a beautiful new suite from a selected range of modern and traditional styles at Right Price. Visit Right Price Belfast this week and trade in your old suite against a brand new one. It's out with the old and in with the new. Right Price Suites, York Street, Belfast.
When it comes to taste, we're pushing the boat out in Bangor. Delicious food, mischievous desserts. Scallywags, coming soon to High Street, Bangor.
Relax and enjoy your tea break song on U105 with Right Sofaland, Hollywood Exchange, Kalinchi, and at sofatastic.co.uk.
I'm preparing one here for you, and it's a cracker coming up very, very shortly. Malachy's got a point to make on the back of the conversation with Gerry. Morning, Malachy.
How's it going, Frank?
Very good.
I just listened to the tail end of the conversation there regarding the hood in down the Elver Street down the Falls Road. I'm going to tell you something, and it's about time people in this country realise this. These hoodlums are immune to the law, and it's very simple. If you ever listen to some of these guys that are up for breaking and entering, for beating people up, for doing this, for doing that, they're up in front of the judiciary 16 and 17 times. So our system doesn't work, and the only people that make money out of it is the solicitors who constantly moan about legal aid, legal aid, legal aid. I bet you the legal aid bill for defending these balloons is phenomenal. And if it would reinvest that money back into the community, give the solicitors one dig at it. Here's a hood. He beat someone up. He stole something. Get him into jail. Get him locked away. Tell the judge who lives in Planet Cuckoo Land he's got to deal with him and he's not going to come up in front of him 22 times. Because I'll tell you why. If they were middle-class kids or kids from working-class families, such as my own, and I had to pay every time my son was up in court, believe you me, things would change. But because the system sucks and they just keep getting away with it and keep getting away with it, it's never, ever going to change.
Yeah, it is one way of looking at it, Maligan. It's probably unfair to call the judges as people are living in Cloud Cuckoo Land. However, there is, I think, a general feeling among the citizens of West Belfast and among right-minded people that those who constantly break into houses, who constantly steal cars, who constantly are out of it and are terrorising the local area, it's custody that they must be put into, and they must be jailed for a significant amount of time if it's only to keep them off the streets and away from those who they are terrorising. I'm sure when some of those individuals, and there are names that come up all the time, I'm sure whenever the local people hear that whoever X or whoever Y is now in court today and they hear, oh, he's being jailed for 9 months, they feel, well, at least for 9 months we'll have peace. And those people deserve that, for them to be let out time and time again to come back and terrorise the community. As you say, the system, and you use the word the system sucks, but if you lived in that area as a good, decent citizen, you would feel the system sucks.
Well, Frank, I mean, I'm originally from West Belfast, you know what I mean? And you've got the big Connor Navina coming up soon. And I'm sure there's a lot of people worried about their cars and stuff down there. And them community workers have got to be commended. But there is no deterrent. You know, I was on to your show before about my restaurant, Ribs and Bibs. If I serve somebody a bad meal and he come back 28 times to be poisoned, I would be laughing. So, you mean, you've got to put it in a reality check. There has to be a deterrent. And, you know, the police are clowns. Like, let's be honest. And I know you'll disagree with me, but they don't deal with it. They just don't deal with it. And the fact that...
Well, I put this to a senior police officer yesterday on the programme. They do feel they are dealing with it. I suggested that, you know, they're turning a blind eye to some of them because there'll be individuals who are at that sort of caper terrorising a community who will be giving morsels of information to the police, and the police are allowing them to be on the streets. They denied that happens. They say there's very strict rules and regulations about who they can employ as touts. But there are people in West Belfast, a small minority of young people in West Belfast, who are ruining it for everyone, and enough is not being done, absolutely not being done, to put them off the streets.
Will you answer me this, yeah? Can you answer me this as a taxpayer? If the police can sit with two police chiefs at the top of the Crumlin Road for 2 years because, you know, certain people in a caravan don't want to march down it and it's costing millions, why can they not put two cop cars or two police chiefs parked down at the top of Albert Street, the Divis Flats, to eradicate a cancer of hoodlums that are destroying the area, not just for the people, but for the tourists that come into that area?
But,
you know,
you need more than police. You need them to be arrested and you need them to be jailed.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, they should have what they had years ago, drunk tanks. All these hoodlums. Have you ever, you know, I don't understand. Have you ever seen the police dealing with people who are out of control? See, in the town, I've watched police officers arrest drunks who I've rang up and told them that they're causing problems outside my place. And if you've seen the hassle that the police have to go to stick a lunatic in their police car, they're not allowed to hit them, they're not allowed to do this, the rules and regulations are insane. They should be dragged out, thrown into the back of a Jeep, put in a sleep tank overnight, brought up in front of the court, locked away for 3 months, bing bang bump, job done, taxpayer saves a fortune, not a solicitor going, now will I represent you? And there they are with these solicitors, with, you know, who are getting an absolute fortune. So you've got guys sitting in three-piece suits, wigs on, they're going back to have cocktails and sausages and whatever they do back in their nice sweet houses. And these lunatics who are sponsoring this, who the state is paying for, are watching this going on day in, day out. Same people, same up in front, the same judges, same solicitors, and they're going, this is money from America.
Okay.
I mean, they're as bad as the people who are doing the terrorism, in my opinion.
Okay, that's how a lot of people do feel. I think you've painted a very extreme picture of how the legal system works. However, it is how people feel. They are sick, sore and tired. They're sick to the teeth with Hoods getting away with what they do.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you. It's just another Music Monday. This Monday, all day on U105.
That's my fun day. It's just another Music Monday.
We'll be giving away tickets to the Punchestown Music Festival, Saturday 29th and Sunday the 30th of July. The headline acts are Culture Club and Tom Jones, but also include Dr. Hook, Deacon Blue, Bonnie Tyler, All Saints, ABC and many more. Your chance to relive the magic this summer. That's Music Monday this Monday on U105.
Can you do something positive and be negative at the same time? You can. Whether your blood is positive or negative, you can donate blood and really make a difference. Each and every week in Northern Ireland, 500 patients need to receive blood. You can make a real difference because within 3 to 4 days of giving, you will have saved someone's life. To enrol, text BLOOD to 681 or call 0500 534 666. Give blood, save lives. But please, do it now.
Say 15%.
You'll be glad you went.
It's our first birthday.
We are not far away.
At Go Outdoors Newton Abbey, we're celebrating our store's first birthday with 15% off everything. Don't miss this special in-store offer available until this Monday. Go there for less at Go Outdoors, Valley Retail Park, Newton Abbey. With discount card £5, terms and conditions apply.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have.
This Friday, there's a £91 million jackpot. And two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105 with National Trust. Discover nature and the outdoors at Rowallan Garden, Downhill Domain and Castle Ward.
Final opportunity to get in with a bit of a shout for our tickets that we're giving away for that Tumble Circus coming up very shortly. Jake has a point. Morning, Jake.
Hello, Frank. What about you?
All is good, Jake. What's on your mind this sunny morning?
Yeah, that last caller was right on the money there. Anyway, about previous callers, that lad who was on and lost his son, the asthma. Just make people aware, people know about a method of rebreathing called the Buteyko method.
And tell me about it. I'm not familiar with it, but I do know in the circumstances that Stephen's family were in.
But
to be clear, there was nothing that could have been done at that particular time. But for other people who would be listening, go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, yeah. There was a television program a few years ago where these professors came over from Russia, and they selected six people who were so bad they couldn't walk the length of themselves without inhalers. And after three or four days training in a hotel in Scotland, they were out playing golf, out swimming, out doing whatever they had to do without their inhalers. It's just a